Teacher arrested after Snapchat video allegedly showed sex with teen. By Dr. Susan Berry on December 14, 2021. A Florida substitute teacher was arrested Friday after police discovered she had unprotected sex with a student described as 16 years or younger. The Polk County Sheriff's Office said in a press release published Monday, Ionga Davis, 20, of Lakeland, who had been working as a substitute English teacher at Lakeland High School, LHS, admitted to detectives of the Sheriff's Office Special Victims Unit she had sex with the student on four occasions, twice at his house and twice at her own. "This is a clear violation of sexual battery laws," said Sheriff Grady Judd in a statement. "She was in a position of influence over the victim, and she took advantage of that for her own twisted pleasure." According to the press release, on December 3, a LHS student informed the Lakeland Police Department school resource officers about an alleged Snapchat video that showed Davis and another student having sex. The student who contacted the police said the video had been shown to a large group of LHS football players. The sheriff's office subsequently interviewed Davis and then arrested her on charges of sexual battery by custodian and offenses against students by authority figure. Additionally, Lakeland Police Department served her with a warrant, charging her with two more counts of sexual battery. Davis was working with Kelly Education Services when she obtained the substitute teaching position. She is not a Polk County Public Schools employee. The sheriff's office noted Kelly Education was informed Davis would not be able to work again in any district school. Superintendent Frederick Hyde said, "We expect substitute teachers to uphold the same high standards of conduct and professionalism as our full-time educators. The charges against this person are disgraceful and a complete violation of the trust that teachers build with their students. There is no room in our schools for this type of conduct. The safety of students is our highest priority," said Denise Riedener of Kelly Education, WFLA News reported. Ionga Davis has been deactivated and is not able to accept assignments pending the outcome of the criminal investigation. According to the news report, Davis was hired by Kelly Education in August after successfully completing and passing all her background and screening requirements. As of October, Polk County Public Schools allowed any individual who is 20 years old or older, and has either a high school or GED diploma, to serve as a substitute teacher. Davis appeared in court Saturday, when $60,000 in bonds were ordered against her for all five charges. An arraignment hearing is scheduled for January 10.